This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A long-awaited prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine has taken place. From Moscow, Charles Maines reports.
News of the exchange broke early Saturday when buses were seen leaving Moscow's Lefortovo prison and a Ukrainian state plane was spotted at Vnukovo Airport in the Russian capital. Similar movements were reported in Kiev as both sides coordinated the transfer and flights home of 35 of their countrymen. The exchange caps a promise by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin to bring home Ukrainian prisoners and ultimately end the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Attention now turns to renewed efforts to negotiate a lasting peace. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
U.S. peace negotiations with the Taliban have been called off by U.S. President Donald Trump. Trump acknowledged there was supposed to be secret talk Sunday at Camp David with Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani and major Taliban leaders. The decision was made after the insurgent group said it was behind an attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier and 11 other people. Storm Dorian made landfall over Nova Scotia Saturday evening as a post-tropical cyclone. Nova Scotia Power tells the AP most Halifax customers were without power late Saturday. On Friday, Dorian made landfall over Cape Hatteras in the U.S. state of North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper said at a news conference, Dorian was a sobering event for many people who stayed behind.
People at Ocracoke, even though many of them have lived there a long time and their families have lived there, there was somewhat a state of shock from the significant storm surge that they saw coming in.
From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Demonstrators in Hong Kong plan to march to the U.S. Embassy on Sunday to drum up international support for their months-long protest movement. This comes a day after attempts to disrupt transportation to the city's international airport was stopped by police. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
On Friday night, it was much the same story. Police fired rubber bullets, tear gas and pepper spray to clear protesters outside a subway station on the densely populated Kowloon Peninsula. Many of them, masked and dressed in black, took cover behind umbrellas and barricades from street fencing. Some had broken through a metal grill to enter a station where they pulled down signs. In Hong Kong airport, a heavy police presence proved effective on Saturday. Extra security checks managed to stop protesters from bringing the airport to a halt, as in previous weeks. But it feels like it might be some time yet before scenes like these are no longer the norm in Hong Kong.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. A senior minister of Britain's ruling Conservative Party has resigned because she does not think the Prime Minister is serious about creating a Brexit divorce deal. Work and Pensions Secretary Amber Rudd said late Saturday that Boris Johnson is not working to secure a Brexit withdrawal agreement. Meanwhile, on the streets of London, there were some brief scuffles. Rival rallies were held at Parliament Square in London over the UK's Brexit impasse. Police had minor clashes with some of the pro-Brexit protesters who threw barricades at officers. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he wants to take Britain out of the European Union on October 31st, with or without a deal with the bloc, an opposition bill that would force Johnson to ask the EU for an extension to avoid a no-deal exit was approved by Parliament's appointed upper chamber, the House of Lords, on Friday. China's trade with the United States is falling sharply as the two sides prepare for more negotiations. There is no sign of progress toward ending a worsening tariff war that threatens global economic growth. Imports of U.S. goods fell 22% in August from a year earlier, following Chinese tariff hikes and orders to companies to cancel orders, customs data showed Sunday. Exports to the United States, China's biggest market, sank 16% under pressure from punitive tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump in a fight over Beijing's trade surplus and technology ambitions. India's top national security advisor says a large number of suspected militants are trying to infiltrate Kashmir and accused Pakistan of trying to foment the trouble in the region. Military officials said the information is based on radio intercepts and ground intelligence. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of